Is there a spiritual hierarchy on Earth working for the evolution of human consciousness?
No, there is not.
We're off scot-free.
Absolutely is not. There is not. It's a false premise. It's a lie. Don't buy into it. Or engage it, make a church, and get a 501c3 status, and serve. It'll serve you well. But no, 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 no. You're not getting off that easy. The individual human creator is the center of that universe. You are in charge of every dynamic that is in your world, period. No exceptions, without fail or exception. Anything in your reality is your personal creation, period. Many of what you call your spiritual beings on the planet, there are lots of them. Many have delicious, wonderful, encouraging words that help engage the human creator. And all those that are trying to get the spirit man and the physical man through the labyrinth of the mind all hitting on the same cylinder, we love and applaud them. But we also applaud those that stir it up, that give you so much contrast to consider. Because then you get to decide which flavor ice cream you prefer best, you see. And we're not one to say there are any bad flavors of ice cream. But from your preference points, you certainly decide that you prefer the gelato or this one or that one more than another. But just because you prefer vanilla ice cream doesn't make chocolate ice cream bad. It's just not your preference. So now this evil, demonic realm that you've also created then takes on hold. And so then, just like with Flip Wilson, the devil must have made you do it. You say, but that takes you back away from your power of coming together. And what this is about is coming together. And the individual human creator that comes to this enlightened place of beingness, it becomes a delicious, marvelous, fabulous representation of the fullness thereof, of your life. In your next creation, from your next creation, from your last creation. And when you get there, then you want the next creation. It is such a delicious whole process. It's very, very, very wonderful to come into a place to where you can embrace all that is you and come into that, the completeness that is you. Then your feelings become unhurtable. Then you don't notice what your government's doing today or did yesterday or didn't do yesterday. You're so busy pleasing and delighting yourself, you don't notice if someone else doesn't pay you attention. It's very wonderful. And your life can be completely full of the deliciousness of this next manifestation of and completion of manifestation after manifestation. And the world keeps getting evolving and rolling, and your universe keeps enlarging, so much so that there's a veil between the physical and non-physical realm. But that veil is actually thinning because the human creators are embracing things to such a degree. And the non-physical is there to help. They say, your wish is my command. Global warming, global warming, global warming. And then everybody says, okay, enough of that. Global cooling, now all your U.S. is covered in a great big blanket of snow, and the cold is cold, 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 and the wind blows cold. So now you're going to say, too much cold, I want some hot, 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 but not so much hot, but wait, you don't know. See, it goes up and down, back and forth, and then you come into this cycle season where it becomes a temperate balance of you redefining what it is that you want. And you say, are you blaming us, human creators, for our weather? And we certainly are. It is absolutely your individual creation. Global warming didn't cause the ice age. The contrast that they put out as global warming caused global cooling. And that's delicious. There's no problem there. No problem. It's very wonderful. The problem is when you make it be your reason for existence. That's when it becomes a problem, because then your power is usurped by the typical, most typical meme of the day. And that's when your archetypal balance becomes assuaged so far that you don't know what's next. You just know that your government let you down. You just know that your mother wasn't looking after your best interest. You just know life is hard and then you die. Okay, well, embrace that and you can enjoy it. Hang on, it'll be over soon. Don't worry. But it doesn't have to be, you see. It doesn't have to be.